Titanic, A Survivor's Story by Colonel Archibald Gracie. Titanic, Chapter 1. The Last Day Aboard Ship. There is that Leviathan. Psalm 104, verse 26. As the sole survivor of all the men passengers of the Titanic stationed during the loading of six or more lifeboats with women and children on the port side of the ship, forward, on the glass-sheltered deck A, and later on the boat deck above, it is my duty to bear testimony to the heroism on the part of all concerned. First, to my men companions, who calmly stood by until the lifeboats had departed, loaded with women and the available complement of crew, and who, 15 to 20 minutes later, sank with the ship, conscious of giving up their lives to save the weak and the helpless. Second, to Second Officer Lightoller and his ship's crew, who did their duty as if similar occurrences were matters of daily routine. And thirdly, to the women, who showed no signs of fear or panic whatsoever, under conditions more appalling than were ever recorded before in the history of disasters at sea. I think those of my readers who are accustomed to tales of thrilling adventure will be glad to learn firsthand of the heroism displayed on the Titanic by those to whom it is my privilege and sad duty to pay this tribute. I will confine the details of my narrative, for the most part, to what I personally saw, and did, and heard, during that never-to-be-forgotten maiden trip of the Titanic, which ended with shipwreck and her foundering about 2:22 a.m., Monday, April the 15th, 1912, after striking an iceberg in or near latitude 41 degrees 46 minutes north, longitude...